Each June, we pause to acknowledge a moment in modern warfare where those who preceded us in battle proved to the nation that its faith and trust in our Navy and Marine Corps team is truly warranted.
Fought just 6 months after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Midway is often referred to as the turning point in the Pacific Theater.
Our Navy and Marine Corps defensive posture transitioned into an insurmountable offensive weapon that inflicted irreparable damage to the Imperial Japanese Navy on 4 June 1942. Modern naval warfare itself was changed.
Captain Katie Erb, the commanding officer at the Center for Naval Aviation Technical Training, noted that Midway, along with the other fights in World War II, was won by an interdependent force of all service branches.
America's success at Midway and at thousands of other battles throughout the Pacific, Europe, and North Africa was not based on superior tactics and weapons alone, but most significantly due to the skill, ingenuity, and courage of our sailors, Marine, soldiers, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen.
June 1942, it would find the U.S. Pacific Fleet still struggling to rebuild, still struggling to recover from a string of devastating engagements with the Japanese.
Keynote speaker for the ceremony was Marine Corps Colonel Eric Boer, CO of Marine Aviation Training Support Group 21. He said the name Midway conjures up images of men and machines facing impossible odds while engaging a seemingly invincible foe.
The Imperial Navy was viewed as this mystical shadow force, undetectable and attacking unseen like a shark that swam the oceans, patiently stalking and waiting to devour American forces, and to some, America itself.
Japan targeted Midway in order to eliminate the American carriers in the aftermath of the Battle of Coral Sea, which was considered a tactical victory for Japan, but a strategic win for the U.S. Boer said Coral Sea was one of two significant events that helped shape the decisions of the Navy senior leaders. The other was the air raid on Tokyo led by Jimmy Doolittle in April 1942. Only 4 months after Pearl Harbor.
It wasn't a tactical victory. Little damage was done, but it was a strategic victory and a stroke of genius. U.S. morale improved. The Japanese government moved forces to defend their homeland. It also demonstrated how innovative aviation can combine with sea power to form a devastating combination.
The victory at Midway was costly for both sides. The U.S. lost the flat-top Yorktown, the destroyer USS Hammond, 145 aircraft, and suffered 307 casualties. Japan lost four carriers, a cruiser, and 292 aircraft, and had 2,500 casualties.
While our factories would work overtime to fill the void created by the loss of aircraft and ships, there were no words then, and there are no words now, that could fill the empty hearts of those left behind. This is why we are here today. Not just to remember the great importance of the Battle of Midway, but to remember those who suffered and sacrificed.
Boer spoke just a few feet from a special exhibit on the Battle of Midway at the museum, including display of an SBD-2 Dauntless, the lone surviving aircraft from that fight. Patches covering battle damage remain visible on its fuselage.
That Dauntless over there is 2106. It's a surviving Midway veteran as well. Flew it flying with the Marines on June 4th, came back with 100 bullet holes, a wounded gunner, and a shot-out tire.
Could there ever be another battle similar to that of Midway? Colonel Eric Boer is doubtful, given the advances in technology and tactics over the past 73 years.
Fighters and bombers are giving slowly way to hybrids, helicopters, drones. But know that within living memory, men left Earth in 100 plane formations and fought major battles 5 miles high, leaving a legacy that remains timeless.
One senior Japanese official said at the time that Pearl Harbor was avenged by Midway. 2 months later, Japan's loss of its aircraft carriers would come back to haunt them at Guadalcanal, America's first major land offensive in the Pacific. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.